Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. Time for another edition of America's Business with Ted David. This time, Ted is talking about keeping your credit score healthy.
If you make regular credit card payments that are well above the minimum and no one's hassling you about outstanding bills, you might assume that your credit score is getting healthier or at least maintaining its current level. But according to the folks at The Consumerist, there are some mistakes that consumers don't even realize they're making that could be hurting their FICO scores. Credit.com is a pretty good roundup of ways people accidentally hurt their credit scores. The first one is not paying attention to credit balances. You don't have to be deep in debt to creditors to harm your credit score, especially if you don't have a substantial line of credit to begin with. Your amount of debt is the second biggest chunk of your FICO score after your payment history, accounting for about a third of the calculation. The goal should always be to have the lowest debt to credit ratio. Number two is co-signing loans. There are so many horror stories of family members left on the hook for loved ones' loans after the borrower died or became unable to pay. But if that borrower misses a payment or comes up short on payments, your credit score may start sinking without you even knowing why. And finally, applying for too many lines of credit, not good. It can be tempting to take advantage of promotions like 0% financing or cards with big rewards bonuses for new members. Even if you have no problem paying off the purchases made with these new lines of credit, merely applying for these accounts results in so-called hard pull inquiries of your credit report, and they alone account for 10% of your score. That's America's Business. I'm Ted David. Ed, back to you.
Thanks, Ted. What are some of the tech crazes that have come and that have faded away? Do you remember when you would go to your mailbox and there would be a CD-ROM? There's a term you haven't heard in a while. And it would be from our friends at America Online. Try America Online and get 300 free hours. Well, times have changed and those CD-ROMs are no longer in your mailbox. But what made me think of that is the fact that Internet Explorer is about to fade away. Microsoft is sending the Explorer brand to the graveyard to focus on a flashier browser. While the rise and fall of tech leaders is common, here are some products that one time defined our tech interactions but are no longer with us. The first one, do you remember Netscape? Netscape was the first commercial web browser back in the 90s. Microsoft's Internet Explorer caught up to Netscape as the two duked it out over what browser would rule the web. The web browser ushered in a new era of accessible email and browsing in the mid-90s that allowed users to search and email, a lot like Google does today. When Mozilla's Firefox came on board, Netscape fell further into the backdrop. Netscape sold itself to AOL in 99, and by 07, it was no longer used. What about MySpace? Boy, MySpace could have been Facebook, but it wasn't. Remember creating your MySpace page? I don't either. The early social media power launched in 2013 eventually yielded its crown to Facebook, which rapidly developed into a global phenomenon. It wasn't interactive enough. You had to go. It was simply a web page. Here's my MySpace. Well, it was just your web page. Big deal. You can go to several places and build your own website. AOL. You've got mail. The internet service, America Online, or AOL, was so prominent in the 90s that an entire Meg Ryan movie was based off the slogan people heard when they got an email through AOL. The movie wasn't very good either. The internet provider sent millions of CD-ROMs to those households, and where did you last hear about that? Yes, from your humble host, only about a minute and 28 seconds ago. Do you know that some people actually still use dial-up services? Do you remember that noise? Beep, beep, when it would connect. AOL still relies on 2.3 million dial-up subscription customers. This is according to the Washington Post. 2.3 million people still use dial-up subscriptions. And they still have black and white televisions in their house. The next one, BlackBerry. Long before the iPhone or Samsung Galaxy, the BlackBerry was every executive, tech guru, and teenager's choice of cell phone. RIM, the company that owns BlackBerry, acknowledged that people have had a hard time overcoming the BlackBerry as a work phone. That's true. You don't think of the BlackBerry as a source of fun and enjoyment. You think of the BlackBerry as something that your boss uses to keep in constant contact with you at 2 o'clock on a Saturday morning. But some people still like the BlackBerry. I don't know why. I think it's because those who like a physical keyboard, they like to actually feel the keys and hear the tapping. Those people tend to still head towards BlackBerry, but the BlackBerry is slowly fading away. They are still trying to get back to their glory days. Back in October, BlackBerry CEO John Chen wrote an open letter to users that BlackBerry was committed to enhancing their products and earning your business or earning it back. Chen said the company had lost sight of what the consumers wanted. Obviously, they no longer wanted BlackBerries. So there will be other things that fade away. Maybe someone hosting this show 25 years from now will be talking about that thing called the iPhone. Do you remember the iPhone? But now we simply just think of who we want to talk to and their voice pops into our head. And that opens up a whole different other can of worms, does it not? Stay with us. A chat with Anne Hesch is coming up next. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
You know the job you want is now available with a company you'd love to work for. How do you find the decision maker?
You could search online and in social networks like LinkedIn, but what if you draw a blank?
Career coach Phil Rosenberg says, just call the company, but don't ask for human resources. Their job is to keep you away from the hiring manager.
Instead, ask for one of two departments, sales or accounts receivable. They're the most likely places to find someone who will answer the phone live and help you out.
When someone picks up, simply ask for the name of the department manager for the job you want. Then you can direct your correspondence to that decision maker. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. Pony up 300 for a new coil. Spend a quick 300 unnecessary bucks in under 5 minutes with a simple flick of a switch. Burning up your bike's ignition coil. Today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Bryan for American Biker Minute. It's almost midnight and you've dropped the house key somewhere on the lawn. Now it looks like there's no flashlight, but hey, we could just turn on the headlight without the engine running so we don't wake the neighbors while we search for the key. Bad decision, leading up to a possibly shorted out ignition coil. Nothing will take out a coil like running the headlights without the engine recharge circuit. In other words, turn on the lights, start the engine, or pony up 300 for a new coil. American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road.